Hey there. So I kind of alluded to a new post on my socials because we've hit a time of the year where I get my hackles up. And before I even begin to explain what I'm talking about, I want to be very clear that I know this is a me problem. I know that nothing's going to change about the problem unless I make a change for me. But I don't see me doing that. And let me explain what I'm on about. September 1st is always a time of year where, if it hasn't already happened, it begins to happen in earnest. People start to get really excited about fall. And I can't fault them personally because they have their own personal reasons. But I'm always somebody who gets sensitive about beckoning things before their time. And I know that that's relative, depending on who you talk to, what their time is. Let me explain. So I didn't always used to be so passionate about the things being in a specific order or a specific time. Let's make this a little easier to reference. Let's just talk about the regular calendar. The calendar everybody kind of accepts and uses. And specifically in America, the holidays that we celebrate. That's one reference. That's one point of reference. When I became earnestly pagan, I had to learn and sort of begin to accept a different calendar. And I'm not going to get into breaking down the instruction of how that calendar works. But there are some general sweeping principles about it that change one's perceptions of the time of year and what it's for. And so there's some bleed over without there being an intended awareness of it. A lot of the celebrated holidays and stuff like that are based on a lot of different factors, some of them being actual seasonal, some of them being very commercial. And so it's hard, specifically when certain seasons bear certain meanings. And that's where the whole me part comes in. It just so happens that the summer months and the winter months have a specific meaning to me, in my adult life. And the sad part is, or not the sad part, the tragic part, maybe it's a little dramatic of a word. The unfortunate part is that the normal, regular, everyday calendar has certain things that trigger or evoke the seasons, maybe a bit prematurely, especially when it comes to commercial endeavor. I'll give you an example. Right now, beginning of September, a lot of people are talking about fall and Halloween. Now, in the pagan calendar, there's a whole other 6-week period called Mabon that happens before Samhain or Halloween. And Mabon has a particular purpose. Samhain has a particular purpose. And the last part of the pagan calendar that we're in right now, Lunasa, has a particular purpose. These are what are called the harvest Sabbats, the harvest part of the year. And specifically, again, I don't want to get into explaining the calendar, but if you think about it in terms of energy all around the year, your Halloween time and Christmas pre-Yule are a dark introspective time. Just after Christmas and getting into spring is sort of an awakening time. Your post spring and your midsummer, all that is very much of a living, celebratory, budding time. And then again, as you enter into fall, you get into the sort of the winding down, the collecting your harvest, preparing yourself for getting back into that dark introspective time. Okay. So let's talk about summer for a minute. Why is summer so very important? Well, And I'm going to try to keep binary gender roles out of it, you know, and just talk about energy. But it's a very, what would, I think the kids would say BDE, kind of time, you know, where you're strutting your stuff, you know, your confidence and your, putting out your best, putting your best energy out there. But every single one of these sort of quarters of the year have a darker side to them. And the darker side of summer is the part where that big confident energy, kind of wanes. It advances, it matures in sort of, if you think of it in terms of age, it goes from being college kid to full adult. You know what I mean? And that full adult windows actually, it begins to wind down into an elder adult very quickly. and I would call that elder adult period fall. So you've got that, that maturation energy kind of happening where it's not about 4th of July, woohoo, party, party anymore, but you're not yet ready to grow up, so to speak, or you're, if you've started your grown-up process, you haven't come into your elderness yet. And there's a very specific tradition around this time of year because it is what's called the first harvest, where you've taken things that you've put energy towards and they've grown and they've matured, and then you put them to use. The you know, the rubber hits the road, so to speak. You, they call it the grain harvest. It's your wheat harvest. It's your bread harvest. It's your taking your first growths and turning them into something that nurtures you. But that means, and this is the part where it gets a little emotional, it means you have to cut it. It means it has to be cut free, ended, and transformed. Now, what makes that hard for me is that it's also, there's a lot of, like, there is a lot of gender stuff involved in the maleness of the season. A lot of the high sun times are given a male gender, and a father time. Father's Day happens around that time and things like that. And it just so happens that it's the time that my father passed away. Within like a few weeks. But it's still, it's a train, it's an emotional train that doesn't slow down very quickly. And so the moving into the elder time and eventually the other harvests, the apple harvest, the blood harvest, that's the rest of reaping what you've sown and literally preparing for being very introverted, very moved on, passed on. You know, it's just, I'm not ready. I got like 3 more weeks to kind of like begin to wind down my energy. But there's a lot of like symbology all around you about, hey, look, it's fall time. Here come the leaves. Here come the pumpkins. Here comes the pumpkin spice, blah. It's very in your face. And it's very, you know, I always dig my heels in and try to screech that to a halt so that I can have the rest of my time to prepare, really. Once I get there, you know, I'm there, fine. That's just like one immediate, because I'm kind of steeped in it at the moment, part where I'm like, don't bring that time any sooner than I need it, please. The other thing that happens, and this is a similar thing, different time of year, but this is more about what I'm talking about, and again, it's very personal. It's the, and by the way, I will mention that once we're in the full swing of Halloween stuff, which is going to happen about, you know, the beginning of October, not the end when we celebrate it, stuff for Thanksgiving, which is a very much a blood harvest ceremony, for those of you that are really curious, it's very much about reaping the rest of everything from your farm and then sharing it and preparing for that darker time, but I won't get into that in the moment. Thanksgiving gets like a week of people's attention, and then we're on to Christmas. And damn it, my birthday is on the 1st of December, so we hadn't even had Thanksgiving for like a week, and people are talking about a holiday that is beyond my birthday already. And I know that, again, that's very personal. Not everybody's in that boat. Bothers me to no end that we're not even done carving the turkey and we're putting up ornaments for Christmas. To me, it feels like these things are being advanced beyond where they need to be, and having them where they normally would be is what makes them special. And dragging that specialness out way ahead of time, and again, I'm never going to change anybody's mind. I know that's just my thing, but it just always, it feels like it smears the meaning of all of it, personally. That's why I deliberately don't begin even talking about those holidays until they're, you know, at least in their seasons. And so that, again, this part of the year, it just starts up and it doesn't really end until the actual new year, the regular new year everybody celebrates. So if you hear me griping about, try not to gripe. I try to keep it to myself. It's just very hard and it's very in your face. But my last, and this is, I'm going to end it with this. And this is my actual rational, scientific mind speaking point here, stamping my foot down and saying, God damn it. The almanac says that autumn begins on September 23rd. And that's when autumn should begin. There, I said it. I'm done. Don't let me shit on your parade. I understand you're excited and you're happy and you've got your own reasons. Every time at this time of year, I get through the majority of the summer holiday just fine with the emotions until about now. And then I dig in because everything has its time and that's what makes them special to me. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. Have a great weekend. Bye now.